I want you to get confidence. That when a PC goes row, 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 that you can find the bypass charge, either just by knowing what it must be, or by glancing over, because it couldn't be anything else, because you aren't doing anything else, don't you see? And checking on a meter, or going into a full dress parade of assessment to get the bypass charge. However you get that bypass charge, find it, and then by indicating it to this PC, realize the tool that is in your power. By the fact that the mere indication of it turns off the ARC brake light right now. He didn't do a thing about it, except indicate it. How do you indicate it? You say to the PC, whatever you say to the PC, that indicates it, that's all. I mean, it's as elementary as that. There isn't any hidden magic here. It's not like that if you... I can teach you now how to make gold. And the way to learn how to make gold, the way to make gold is to go up at 12 o'clock on a night of the full moon and sit down on a punky stump with 2 pounds of lead and 1 pound of arsenic. Rub these two together, and if you don't think of the word hippopotamus, you will find you have made gold. See, impossible, completely impossible assignment. Now, this is not an impossible one. This lies well within your reality, your action, your ability, and so forth. There isn't anything else spotted here. See, that it's esoteric or outside. I didn't mean to degrade your reality or anything like that. I'm saying just it's something that you can have a reality on right now. The only times you'll miss on this, you very often will pick it up a session or two later. You had an ARC break, bow, and you couldn't find anything, nothing happened. You couldn't cure anything, and bow, and you couldn't do anything about it. And 2 sessions later, you find out, my God, you had passed a whole GPM. You all of a sudden remember, hey, 2 sessions ago when I jumped that bank, you know, I got that next goal, and, and we just found out that in between there is the goal to spit. Hey, what do you know? Oh. And you say to the PC, hey, what do you know about that? And the PC gets very calm all of a sudden. You very often find out a couple of, sometime afterwards, what the bypass charge was. And that will make you very enthusiastic on what I'm saying just now. You'll get more enthusiastic than that because you find out it's an invariable fact. It doesn't vary. Why didn't you find the bypass charge at the time the charge was bypassed? Now, the rest of it is you actually shouldn't let an ARC break endure more than 2 or 3 minutes. Because ARC breaks multiply by the square. They're not a lineal development. You let an ARC break run 1 minute, and it doubles. You let it run 2 minutes, and it quadruples. You let it run 3 minutes. You get the idea? There it goes. This thing is developing on a very steep curve. You actually owe it to the PC, not because you're afraid of it, but because you'll have more trouble and waste more session time. You owe it to the PC to get in and turn it off fast. Now, you see, a whole government can be intimidated by a riot. The United States government is actually being conducted today by riot. The only people who get any attention or get anything passed are those people who riot. See, the Japanese government went by the boards because there was a riot. Somebody went down and slipped a few yen to a few students, and they went up and went yow, 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 and Eisenhower was unable to visit the country and so forth because, after all, students are pretty dangerous, you know, and can't have all that shouting, you know, and so forth, and the government fell. This government, my hat's off to this government. They ban the bomb, you know, and the police go out and pick them up and put them away, and they ban the bomb, and the police go out and pick them up and put them away. I don't think there's been a ripple in Parliament. I don't think Parliament has even heard about it. It's very, very remarkable. They've gotten used to that over here. So they're not being run by riot. Get this as a method of government, running a government by riot. There are many methods of government which I have studied from time to time and been called to my attention and so on, which aren't in the civics textbooks. You know, you elect the mayor, and the mayor does this, and the aldermen do that, and all that sort of... These aren't in the civics textbook, but they are basic methods of government. Government by assassination. There are many texts on this subject. Texts. The government of Japan, for some vast, vast, vast period of time, was run by the Black Dragon Society. Some bird dramatizing the Helotrobus implants. I think they called the Sharif Muhammadans, or something like that they were at the time, from which you get the word assassin. Old Ashishin, the old man of the mountain, used to kidnap young fellows and tell them that when they got killed, they could come back to paradise. He'd give them a few days in paradise, you know, and he'd get a lot of good-looking dolls and rivers of milk and honey and all that sort of thing. The guy up there, I swear you get the word hashish, too. They'd get this young fellow in some cafe and feed him some hashish, shake him up there, and these babes would chuck him under the chin for a few days, and then the old man with the false halo would come around and say, "Now, son, the way you get back here and live forever in perfect enjoyment is to do exactly what we say." "And what is that?" "Well, go get yourself killed, of course." "Well, how am I get myself killed?" "Well, you have to assassinate the Sultan of Persia." "No, young fellas, look at these girls and all the curves," and he'd say, "Why not, see?" And the next drink of wine they slipped to him, why, it'd have some more hashish in it, and he'd wake up in the capital of the Shah. Next time the Shah walks through the streets or rode through the streets or something like that, there he was, and off went the Shah's head, see? Of course, the guards had killed the fellow, but that was exactly in the plans. A lot of young fellows got surprised by not being able to find the top of this mountain again. And there they were. But that was government by assassination. And all the old man of the mountain ever had to do was just indicate to the Chinese head of state that he liked a couple of camel loads of gold, please, and they would be on the way at once. Everybody's terrified of this person. Government by assassination. Any policy could be laid down, anything else, because of this fear of assassination. This lasted a couple hundred years, by the way, and is, oddly enough, a direct dramatization of the Helotrobus implants. The Helotrobus implants didn't have that as a purpose. They just had a purpose as doing you in. It was far more elementary. That's why they're so easy to deal with. They're so monomanic on the subject. You were supposed to be human, have a body, not fly around anymore, not trouble anybody. And then you were supposed to have such diverse purposes that you could never unite on a single cause. Easy to govern, yes, I must say so. But of course, the Helotrobus government never got around to establishing the government they had then set up. Rest their bones, rest their bones. They must have had the whole galaxy laid out for a total conquest. And they were too covert to ever take over. See, their coversion became the order of the day, you see. And they could never assert dominion of what they've set up. Interesting, interesting point. I see that that saddened you. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We can straighten that up. Anyhow, getting back on this other, you realize that if you governed all of your actions by reason of ARC breaks, you'll get a government of Scientology by ARC break. And you as an auditor in your auditing actions will be governed by ARC breaks. Do you see that? You see that? That's why I was taking this political excursion just to show you there that it is possible to have your actions governed by that. You are never governed by that which you can handle with ease. So therefore, the greater the facility you develop in handling ARC breaks, the less you are governed by ARC breaks. Until you're not governed at all by ARC breaks. It just becomes another phenomenon. PC's nose is running, or he starts tears leaking out of his eyes, hand him a Kleenex. Has an ARC break, why, locate and indicate the bypass charge. Bang, bang, you see. And keep on with what you're doing. You got it? Now, at first, in developing these activities, you will make mistakes as to what to bypass charge on, and your faith will quiver and grow faint. And you'll say the ARC break must be caused by something else, because, look, I've found and indicated the charge, and the PC still has an ARC break. Therefore, there must be something about this that Ron did not tell us. No, there was something about it that you didn't hear. You have to find and indicate the right bypass charge. There are only a few of them, but you have to find the right one. And the ARC break vanishes at once. Therefore, there's no reason under the sun to have ARC breaky sessions. No reason to keep a PC ARC breaking. Now, those PCs who have continuously ARC broken sessions can be run on a process, which is the three-way ARC break process. I'm not talking now about they have an ARC break, you run this process. You get that one wrong way, too, and I'll get cross, because we used to have processes to handle the ARC break. But they won't handle the immediate ARC break, you understand? We're not interested in a process that handles the immediate ARC break. We got that technology, and it's much faster than a process. But somebody whose bank is mixed up because of ARC breaks has this other ARC break process. And an auditor who has gotten himself stuck around and messed up because he has just run too many ARC breaky PCs, with this run on him, finds it all stripped away. In auditing, you know, what attitude has been refused, you know, in auditing, what reality has been rejected, in auditing, what communication has not been acknowledged. It's that trio. And they'll straighten up using in auditing as a prefix. More auditing than any quantity of mid-root buttons. I've gotten a repetitive process which upscales this. We needed a repetitive process this time for many reasons. But there is a doll, because this one even runs an implant. You see, we have good history on this process, because this is old ARC straight wire. 1958, the only thing that would go into implants and open them wide open was ARC break straight wire. Remember that process, 1958? All right, this is the immediate successor. And here's one of the most worked over areas of repetitive processes known. It's based, of course, on the whole technology of the ARC triangle. Now I'm giving you the rest of the technology. Why does it work? Because it does nothing but spot bypass charge. That's how I redeveloped it, you see, and I got it redeveloped along this line. And there's trick ways of clearing the auditing command and so forth I'll put into your hands so that you can do an assessment on certain words so the PC has a complete understanding of what you're doing. And this is a doll. It isn't any two-bit process. Well, what I'm getting around to here is your attitude on the subject of ARC breaks must never be one whereby you are driven by the ARC break, because you will be driven then into not getting the items clean. You'll be driven into taking the PC's orders, because PC ARC breaks just for so much time and then starts to issue orders because his duress is so great, and those orders are the direct result of dramatizations. So the orders are the significance. See, he's dramatizing the significance contained in what you just put him at the effect of. See, not only is he capable of dramatizing the emotion of the bypass charge, but he's also capable of dramatizing the significance contained in the bypass charge. And therefore, it's a very dangerous thing to take the orders. It's very dangerous to the PC to take the orders of a very ARC broke PC. Very dangerous. To the PC, not to you. So what's this add up to? This adds up to two things. First, you should learn to handle bypass charge and be good enough as an auditor not to ever bypass charge. Period.
How do you do that?
Well, just get hot, man.
How can you bypass charge? You can bypass charge by not finding any. You get a PC who is on suppress, and is all upset and going sideways, and you try to find the next goal. You're pressing on with the session in the teeth of some kind of a weird, apathetic ARC break or a low morale, see? So you do this list, only he never puts the goal on the list. He puts some other goal, three goals down the bank on this list. You take that goal, you see, because you can't do anything else and so forth, and you really can't do a good job on it. So you take this goal and you bypass a couple of GPMs. Now, brother, you're going to have a picnic. See, you were driven into auditing somewhat carelessly or apathetically or defensively or something of the sort. So you did a bad job of auditing, and then you laid in more charge. Bypass. So you bypassed more charge. See? The harder you are driven into doing a bad job, then the more charge you bypass. So then you try to find the top op term of this new one you found. Well, it doesn't fire. Got two GPMs ahead of it. Or you try to find its terminal, and that takes you two sessions. What do you think the magnitude of built-up charge is by this time on the bypassed charge? The bypassed charge is always prior to the charge you were working, you see. Always prior. What do you think this does? Well, it just confirms the bypassed charge. The reason you can't get any place with what you are doing is because you have bypassed charge. And therefore, look on the ARC break as a blessing in disguise. It tells you, even more accurately than the meter, that you have bypassed some charge. Well, it tells you haven't got basic on the chain of the n-grams, regardless of the meter. Meter sometimes, is there a more basic incident on this chain? The meter doesn't do a thing. It just sits there and does nothing. But the PCARC breaks, well, brother, there's a more basic incident on that chain. In other words, he can look deeper than the meter, see? You've said, all right, now let's pick up the first incident. Good. What are you looking at? I'm looking at the clouds going by here. All right. Good. Now, see anything else around you? Yeah, I see this black cord that seems to be coming down from the sky. All right. Now, go to the moment just before that black cord reaches the ground or reaches towards you. PCARC breaks. Oh, you said, well, I'm just sitting here trying to run the basic n-gram on the chain, and it said in the meter that it was the basic n-gram. And don't feel so damn pathetic. You ask him to go to the beginning, so that re-stimulated it. And then he didn't get there. And he saw a picture that was the 15th incident. And you started to run the 15th incident. There were 14 before it. So the PCARC broke. Now, you say, well, I've got to run this incident because I can't get any trace of the earlier incidents unless I run through this one once. So therefore, I don't dare run through this one once because the PC will ARC break. Not unless you haven't heard a word I said in this lecture. See? You won't be able to if you haven't heard a word I've said. You always have to run the basic, and of course, it's not available. It's seldom available till you've peeled off a couple off the top of it. Look at the trouble you're having trying to get the first goal on the first series. Look at the trouble you're having. Why are you having trouble? That's because you've got to audit a few later ones to get the charge off enough to find the first one. Well, all right, isn't that automatically bypass charge? No. It's bypass charge, but you've already cured the ARC break. How? You told the PC, I can't find the first goal right now, and it's undoubtedly there. We're going to run the one we've got our hands on. So you've already found and indicated the charge. So the PC won't ARC break, of course, because he knows there's charge up ahead. All right, all you have to do is find and indicate the basic, the fact that there is a basic on the chain. Well, the PCARC breaks. Start to run this chain. You just try it on for size. You say, well, You know, the end ground that we've just started into here, that's evidently late on the chain, isn't it? And you look at your E-meter and it'll fire right about that time because you said, no, we're going to run the one we get through so we can get back earlier. Oh, well, oh, yes, all right, fine. And the PC go right through it. He'll run the 89th on the chain as long as he knows, not even that it's the 89th, but that there's an earlier one on the chain. Is that elementary? It's that elementary. Now, why does a PCARC break when you're putting in rudiments? Well, the rudiments is out in the incident that you're running. And, of course, that's prior to the session. You try to put the rudiment in the session. It is out in the incident. So, of course, you've bypassed the charge. So, therefore, the PCARC breaks and said all you're doing is sitting there running mid-roots and mid-roots and mid-roots, and you're mid-rooting me to death. That's just another case of bypass charge. PCARC breaks in mid-roots. You don't have to find it. In fact, you better hadn't. There's probably a suppress in the incident. See, you're running suppress in the PCARC break. You say, well, in the incident we'll probably run, there's probably a suppress. And the PC, oh, yes, that's the end of the ARC break. You understand? You get how many ways this cookie crumbles. See, it's a number of ways this pie can be cut. It's always bypass charge. Now, what's that make you for chickening off on cleaning an RI? What's that do? Well, because the PC is so ARC breaky and resty that you don't get all the charge out of an RI, what does that set up? What is that set up for the next two or three RIs? Learn to think in those terms. It sets up an ARC break, of course, because you didn't get the charge off the RI. The next RI now has bypass charge behind it. Least that'll happen is your PC's morale goes down and you can't get the charge off the next one. And you get a cumulative error. See, but of course, you are so protective of your skill as an auditor, you never say to the PC, hey, I don't think I've gotten any of the charge off the earlier incidents in this bank. The PC says, oh, no, haven't you? Well, careless of you, and that's the end of that ARC break. But look at the cumulative error. Item one, you got it to fire. It fired over 1/16 of an inch. Sensitivity 128 on the meter. Well, that's the end of that one. All right, well, what opposes it? Nick's scrambled eggishness, you know. All right, that fired a 1/16 of an inch, so you say, good. All right, let's take the next one, number two. Absolutely scrambled eggishness. No. That ticked. Well, that's good enough. There probably wasn't any charge on it. Probably that speaker was out that day. So let's get the next one. Next scrambled eggishness. That fell slightly. Tone arm went up, so you got tone arm action on it. Oh, you say, well, I better get industrious. Perfectibly scrambled eggishness. I better get industrious. Now, really clean this one. This item been suppressed? Anything in the session been suppressed, protested, upset? Anything? Anything been upset? Anything protested, upset, invalidated? Perfectible scrambled eggishness? Anything been perfectible? And you're sitting there looking at the wildest ARC break you ever heard of. Where did it come from? Just because I'm trying to put in a couple of rudiments on perfectible scrambled eggishness, this PC is ARC broke because he doesn't want me to. It looks mysterious, doesn't it? Well, it comes from Nick's absolutable Nick's and the top octane. You want to set up an ARC break? You can set it up perfectly mechanically. Go start going down the list. Just drop one. Just drop an RI. See? Notice the PC is a little abstracted and say, give me number 31. Ticks. You say, all right, that's fine. Give me number 32. This PC will get a weird look in his eye.
And certainly by 33, 34, 35, you will have a god-awful ARC break on you. And then you say, I didn't take the charge off number 32, number 31. Didn't take the charge of it off. Oh? Oh. I wouldn't say you'd do this to any PC, but you actually could. And it's just as predictable as that. One, two, three. You bypass the charge. Keep it a secret. ARC break. Now, you start struggling around with the PC and rammering around one kind or another and harassing the PC and chewing the PC up after you've bypassed 2 3/4 banks full of no-blown charge. And what do you think you're going to be able to do with this PC? Exactly nothing. You're going to get nothing to discharge. You're not going to be able to run a session and so forth. What's your remedy? Your remedy, ordinarily, is find an earlier goal and run it well. What if the PC is so bogged down by this time that you can't get up to an earlier goal? We'll run this ARC break recall process for half a session. Your PC will be able to find some earlier goals. Yeah, well, that's a crude remedy. Any trouble you have with routine 3 today is caused by bypass charge. Any ARC break that you're having is caused by bypass charge, which has neither been found nor indicated. It's all under the heading of bypass charge. Get a reality on it. How many ways can you bypass charge? And then you'll be able not only to run a smooth session, but you'll have everything blowing. Left and right, all the way on down. There are numbers of ways to run charge off of our eyes. Numbers of ways to do it. But don't take the charge off of a GPM. Your next GPM isn't going to fire. Don't take the charge off 4 or 5 consecutive RIs. The 6th isn't going to fire. That's all. Now don't yammer at the PC on the 7th trying to get it to discharge. Well, that's nonsense. How can it discharge? PC is all of a sudden, his morale's down, his ARC broken, and so forth. The perfect way to keep these implants from running is to bypass charge. Then you're not going to get anything to run. I've even given you a weapon that puts the PC back together again so you can bypass the charge you've left on the bank. And that's your ARC break process. And that's marvelous anyway. The only thing known that'll cut into an implant like a bandsaw. Good straight wire process. Sit there and run it for a while. PC's that upset. But find out the charge reason first. Cure these ARC breaks before running a process. Now, there's the trouble you is having. If you have any trouble with PCs, and if you have any trouble running banks, it all comes under that one heading of bypass charge. You're going to have ARC breaks and no rocket reads. Everybody was sitting marveling at the big rocket reads I was getting on that TV demonstration. Well, it might strike you as very interesting. It was one of the most difficult sessions I have given for a very long time. And those were the smallest rocket reads I have had for a long time. It was very difficult. The PC was very re-stimulated by the amount of electronic hum on the television cameras because it was going through an electronic implant that hummed. Therefore, it wasn't firing very well. I fought that on down the line, and there was a bypass charge of a cognition, which almost caused an ARC break, finally gave you the cognition. Only it would have been bypassed. And then you saw some rocket reeds that were really rocket reeds. But you saw a lot of rocket reeds. Those things were clean. There's many ways to blow our eyes. This is not a lecture on how to blow our eyes. But let me tell you that if you start bypassing charge early on, you're going to find no charge later. And let me tell you something else. Don't buy an RI that doesn't rocket read a full dial. Got it? Just don't buy them. Let's see that thing fire, man. Let's see it really fire. There isn't a PC made that won't give you a dial rocket read per item. Now, how much charge do you think you've left on the bank? How long do you think your PC will remain ARC unbroken? All right. I told you you wouldn't like this lecture, but there it is. Thank you very much.